My name's John Mitten, assistant head teacher at Upper Wharfdale School and project director of the Rakeswood Camp Project. With the generous help of RN Wooler, who provided a JCB and a driver, we've got a large deep trench across the main dig site with the aim of getting evidence of the building foundations and structures that were here just over 100 years ago.
And what was here just over 100 years ago?
Just over 100 years ago was a prisoner of war camp that housed up to 1,200 German officers, many captured from the battlefields of France, and also a large amount of naval officers and submariners.
We've got lots of school children here as well. Just tell me about sort of the school's involvement.
It's a collaborative led by Upper Wharfdale School, and we have students here from King James's in Knaresborough, Ermesteds, as well as primary schools represented with Water Street. So we've got a full age range of kids, and the brilliant thing about it, they're working as a team, there's no inter-school rivalry, and it's really lovely to see.
So we'll just go back to this big trench that's in the middle of the field here. Just tell me, so what are the sort of kids looking for here?
The trench is about a foot deep at the moment, and it's a very hard, compact, clay layer that has artifacts in it, but it's really heavy going because it's been baked solid in the sun, and it's really quite difficult to work through. So the kids are doing a real great effort by digging away this, and the artifacts are starting to come through. We've just got a bit more patient, really.
I'm Hannah Jane Penter, and I am 11.
So we are in someone's garden, escaped in here. You're taking part in the Rakeswood dig. Just tell me what it is you've been doing here this afternoon.
Well, we've been digging in somebody's garden, and we've dug a 2 metre by 1 metre trench, and we've just been digging at it, and we found loads of stuff like glass, brick, and we found this really cool long thing that we think's like a drain from the World War One, because there used to be a camp here for the soldiers in World War One.
And you've just found something. Just tell me what this is you've got in your hands here, what you found.
I think it's a brick with patterns on. It's got like 4 lines, and then there's a 6 on it and a Q, and it looks like a piece of a brick maybe, but it's very thin, so I don't really know what it is.
It is, it's walled away, but if it's got a 6 and 2, we're thinking that's maybe part of one of the buildings.
Yeah.
And what is it about sort of doing this that you're enjoying doing?
It's quite fun. You get to spend time with your friends that you might have not spent over the holidays, and then when you find stuff, it's just like really funny and happy, and you feel energetic.
Hello there, so my name's Anne Buckley. I'm a lecturer in German and Translation Studies at the University of Leeds, and a resident of Skipton. So for me, it all started 3 years ago when a colleague of mine was doing some work in Craven, and she came across a book in Skipton Library written in German. She was a French professor, and the library staff asked her whether any of her colleagues in the German department might be interested in taking a look at this book. And it turned out to be a book written by 50 of the German officers who were imprisoned here during World War One. And that's how it all started. A colleague and myself, Caroline Summers, we set about translating the book, and then we linked up with Rob at Skipton Museum. We linked up and started to investigate the camp a little bit more, and it was first used as a training camp for the Bradford Pals, various other regiments, and then from January 1918 until October 1919, 910 German prisoners passed through the camp. So we've been finding out all about them, who they were, and doing some archaeology on the site of the camp. The discovery so far has to be this German shell that one of the residents found in their garden last night. We've done a little bit of preliminary research, and it seems to have come from a German howitzer. How it got here, we're not quite sure. We're guessing that it was probably bought as a souvenir by some of the British soldiers who were acting as guards at the camp. It was found in the area where the guards' huts were situated, so that's what we're guessing. Maybe they used it as a paperweight. Who knows?
We're in a residential, area, and we're actually in somebody's garden at the moment. So this is sort of new this time around, isn't it, that you're actually digging up people's gardens and having a look what's around that way.
Yes, the local residents have been really excited about the project and finding out more about the camp that was here. And so this year, for the first time, with it being the centenary of the Germans' arrival, we've asked local people if they would like to have a trench in their garden. And to our surprise, there was a lot of enthusiasm. We're currently in Nina's garden, and they've already found, they only started digging this morning, and they've already found evidence of it's either a path or a drainage channel in the 2 by 1 metre trench that the school pupils are digging here in Nina's garden.
This is certainly something that not a lot of people in the town, obviously this project has helped raise a bit of awareness, but it's not something you would expect to find.
It was rarely written about in the histories of the town. Not many local people knew about it. I didn't know about it. I knew about the Second World War camp, but until the book appeared in Skipton Library, I had no idea that there was a First World War camp literally around the corner from where I live. So we're really hoping to rewrite the story of this camp back into the history of the town and find out as much as we can.